from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
We gave a lot, you know, during the spring, you know, so, and then in the summer, same thing. You know, so formation, motion, understanding a concept, you know, run kills, you know, killing it to run, killing it to pass, alerts, all those things were a couple levels up. And you can see it. And how do you see it? You see it in the execution. They're in and out of the huddle. You know, I think we only had one today where they weren't, and it was much better.
All right, Matt Eberflus on the process and making sure that there's no issues. Can't have those burned timeouts, pre-snap penalties. This thing's got to be a well-oiled machine. By the way, machine. Thanks to those who pointed out. It's a Dutch festival called the Elfstedentocht. It's been a combination, like, sports event, festival. They skate around the canals when it gets cold.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. Yeah,
Elfstedentocht.
So close.
Like I said, SAG.
Elfstedentocht or whatever
you say. SAG channel.
Elfstedentocht.
That's what it is.
Thank you. So when do we get to make Caleb and the line of scrimmage and the calls and the cadence is not a thing? When do we know?
I don't think that we'll know for a long time.
Okay.
I think we're talking about like regular season, because it's everything's different when you can be injured. Everything's different when you can be hit. But it sounds like there's been a tremendous amount of progress made between where they were at the end of mini camps and OTAs to what they've done in the first couple of practices. And what that sounds like to me is a quarterback who cares. That they gave him an assignment. You need to get better at this. And there's been, you know, people have talked about it. I think Keenan Allen discussed that they were playing that Monopoly card game, and he was doing to Caleb what Brian Daboll was doing to the quarterbacks for the draft. Like, in the middle of them playing, he's like, what's this play? Or go get on the board. So all of that stuff, I think, is valuable, and it shows. Are you just looking at stuff from the festival now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
What are you looking at?
I was looking at Twitter.
What's on Twitter right now?
A picture.
Of what?
It's funny.
Of?
Coach Tom sent me a picture, apparently, of my kid at a bar.
Sure you want to out the young man like that?
Well, too late now. He's like, hey, I guess this was the other night. Like, oh, thanks, Coach.
Guys, don't ever tell Dan any secret.
What? You asked. I'm a bad liar.
The worst. This guy.
What? I was not looking up, what was it, Elfstedentocht?
You know what? Studs.
No, we're talking what? Caleb's cadence.
What sound can we play to get us out of this?
Exactly.
Let's go with Eberflus talking about the offensive operation.
Okay.
Pre-snap penalties are down. Getting in and out of the huddle is good. And that's just because, you know, we're learning the system, learning how to do it, and we're learning how to break the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage, and operate our motions and shifts and make our calls. And I think it's really been good. And Caleb is the apex of that. You know, he's just going to keep getting better at it and keep progressing every single day.
How's the cadence issue with Caleb right now?
Good. Yeah. It came back way better. and in terms of just the operation of it, and it's improving every day.
You feel resolved. That's resolved. You guys have a game next week, obviously.
You're always going to enhance your cadence and change the cadence. So, you know, we have to go through the process of that. You know, you got to use different cadences, and it's got to use it as a weapon, and that takes time. And we're going through the process right now. We're not even close to being through that process yet.
Now, that's interesting. You have to enhance it to use it as a weapon. So I'd like to know what the distance is between going from collegiate clap to having to spit out all the words.
Going to Aaron Rodgers, because that's the spectrum. When we're talking about cadence, understanding, snap count, drawing people off sides, from clap cadence to Aaron Rodgers being able to get 5 yards from you whenever he needs it.
That's the spectrum. And being able to use it to get you into a free play, not just 5 yards. If you have that kind of opportunity to catch him in a jump when you're looking all verts, go, 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 fire call, this doesn't count if it sucks.
That's what you want your quarterback to be able to do. And the cool thing about it, I think, is that a willingness to learn it, a willingness to drill it and work it in your time off, that's a component of leadership. That's holding yourself to the same standard that you would hold other people to. So I think that that's a really good thing to hear about Caleb, that that's the way that he's working through some of this.
Yeah, I mean, working through, and I don't care how polished a rookie you are, there are things that you're not going to be aware that you don't know. And the more of that stuff that they can figure out before it's live fire, the better.
Yeah, that's what the amount of snaps that are going to be used in preseason, I think, is interesting too in that regard. Because even in the joint practice with the Bengals, and we'll see how they end up playing this thing, the joint practice, you still are going to touch up the quarterback. You're not going to...
Well, there's also going to be all kinds of handshake deals about, you know, what you're going to see and not see. Much of that is going to be planned.
Yep.
They're not going in there to... They want to help each other. There's all sorts of agreements. They're all professionals. The guys are all in the same... It's not...
Well, I mean, they're all professionals, but we often see fights happening at those joint practices.
Yeah, I think sometimes... Often it's the bottom roster guys who are a little more desperate.
I don't know about that. I think that you've been hitting your teammates for 2 weeks, and then you get to hit someone else. And the yapping that you're – like the defensive backs are clearly doing a lot of yapping in Bears practice. Maybe Joe Cool doesn't like that. You know, that stuff that can go on inside of one of those practices, and you end up having some tempers flare. But let's get back to Caleb.
Yeah, I will say the best fight I ever saw was veterans. The best training camp fight I ever saw. Andy Heck against Alonzo Spellman.
I saw Martellus Bennett choke slam a teammate.
Yeah, not supposed to do that. But this was like helmets.
Wasn't that Kyle Fuller?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember too. I was at that practice. That was incredible.
And then it's like, he basically was like, who else wants it? Because I'm pretty sure Brandon Marshall was like, you can't do that. And Martellus was like, you can get it too. And they're in the same huddle.
This is the 773 says the rendering for the UC space project is out and they are pretty pictures, LOL.
Oh, crap.
No, it's okay. As long as they announce it is privately funded first.
Yes.
As long as they say, look, we're paying for this. Here, it's awesome. You're not paying for it. As long as that's out there first and they don't come out with the pictures first and then say, by the way, can you give us the money for all this awesome stuff?
We'd like all this money, right? and the permission to do whatever we want, and we want to keep all the money from the building right. That we built with your money.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They did it in the right order. I'm looking forward to seeing the pretty pictures, but they did it in the right order.
One of the guys that has to listen to Caleb's cadence and pay attention to it is Tevin Jenkins. Here's what he said about the improvement.
Tevin, the cadence issues that you guys were having with Caleb back in June, I guess, May, June.
Oh, it's all ironed out.
I was going to ask if you felt like that's solved.
Yeah, it's ironed out right now. We're doing really good on it, and hopefully keep on continuing growing off that.
Okay.
Well, but from what Matt Eberflus says, there's a lot more work to be done.
Agreed.
Okay.
But
I think what Eberflus is saying is what you guys are talking about.
The spectrum.
Like, yeah, he's at a point where, okay, it's clean. We can get the ball snapped without having pre-snap penalties, and now there's still a ways to go to what you guys are talking about where he's using it as a weapon. So let's say he's on a scale of like 1 to 10, where competency is what, 4?
Right.
He's at a 4.
Don't have it hurt us.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers is the 10.
Yes.
A quarterback like that, but Mahomes, Rodgers, those guys are the perfection of the cadence. And now we'll see how Caleb continues to move along in that regard.
And we'll see what it is, because those are two famous cadences. One is Green 18, and the other is Blue 80. Right? The Mahomes cadence that we hear is that Blue 80. The other one is famously Green 18. So it can be maybe something new to Caleb. What would be appropriate? What would be a does he make the bear claw? Would that be a false start?
What if he just yells bear claw?
Or bears.
Bears. the Grody cadence. You just see Grody like wiping his hands on the towel on his belt, right? Adjusting, putting his hands over the ear holes, and he just walks up. He looks left, looks right. The center leans back and points. Green 19, Bears! 53's the mic.
Bears.
We're going to go on two Bears here.
Bears.
On two
but
Bears.
But it's quiet. Bears. The wind is howling, and he's just like, Bears.
Bears.
Set hut.
Silent snap.
Bears. Ready. Bears. Hurry. Can.
Bears.
Can't hear you.
Bears.
Bears.
There it is.
That's the way it should be done right there.
You're riding meat out there to teach him how to do it.
Bears.
What's Robin Meade doing at practice? Well, she's teaching Caleb how to say cadence. Bears.
Bears.
Run it again.
She's out there with a whistle and Virginia's cricket mallet.
Yeah, and Virginia's just like standing behind her, arms folded, hat pulled down.
I now love the visual of Robin Meade having the air horn to be like, the ball should be out! Bears! It should be out! 3 seconds, Caleb, this isn't USC! Bears!
Run it again! I wonder if we're going to see Virginia on the practice field on Hard Knocks.
Well, since you're derelict in your duties,
I haven't. I'm not
putting
yet
a bingo card. I'll just
it's
do it myself.
It's not time yet. I've got 2 weeks. I've got 2 weeks.
So we'll have to do 25 things.
24 with a free space. No, I'm doing it.
I figured the free space will be Caleb's contract signing, since everyone thinks that this is a work. Like, we'll just put that in the middle.
Well, shouldn't the free space just be, because it's literally just a free space.
It should just be a bear head.
It should just be a bear head.
Bears. So yeah. I got to come up with 24 things.
Bears.
I think I can do that.
Wait, I didn't. I'm.
You have abdicated,
sir. I have not.
We have been asking you for weeks.
But it's not time yet. We don't need it yet.
Dan, we do need it because we have to give it to Connor or Lapka so they can create
could do it in his sleep.
Okay.
He could do it in 5 minutes. Okay. I'm going to do it.
And what if we then wanted to mix them up so that, like a bingo card, and they're in different spaces so that different people could win. That's why you need to do it all early.
Right. So why don't we do it as a group?
You do it. Since you want to do it.
No, you're the one you want to do. I'm happy to write down all of them, but why don't we each write down 20? Or we each write down 10?
And then put it together?
And then we pick?
Yeah, that actually works out. Five of us, we each do 10. We come up with the best 25.
Yeah, we each do 10 things that could be on there, and there will be a ton of redundancies.
Bears.
And then we'll come up with 25, and we'll like B-E-A-R-S, and we'll line them up.
But yeah. What's the due date here? We got to set a due date.
It has to be the Sunday before Hard Knocks.
So, all right, the first episode of Hard Knocks is...
No, the left...
Sixth?
Sixth, so the 4th, August 4th would be the deadline.
August 4th. And then we'll have our bingo card, and people can watch Hard Knocks with our bingo card and laugh and have some fun with it.
Some people saying that Caden should be Bear 85.
No, don't ever bring that up again.
Claw 83.
Well, White Claw.
83.
White Claw 83. Man, the Big Ten is really running through these press conferences, man.
Sack machine.
Get them up.
Every time I look up, there's a different coach up there.
Yeah, it's like a stop and repeat. I mean, there's seriously.
It was not this way at SEC.
So let me ask you this. Is each one of those a different podium and backdrop, or do they switch it out?
I think they switch it out. At SEC, it was electronic.
That's what
they
I mean.
Had everyone behind the big video board.
Because they don't want to make the reporters plug in and plug out and plug in and plug out.
And they just had like, you know, they bring Sankey would talk to each one, to talk about each coach, then the coach would come out to the fight song. Oklahoma had so many people there. Even Sankey was like, there's a lot of cameras here.
Were they all saying Boomer Sooner all
no,
the time?
No, there's a lot of coach in press conferences, but...
Oh, calling him coach?
But there wasn't a lot of that. Like, people were at least that level of professional. But yeah, they are working it right here at the Big Ten. Like, let's get everyone's football information. Let's get them back to their host city.
But we'll have Jeremy Werner on from there to talk to us at 1:25.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.